First day, first way to start, man. This is going to be awesome, amen. Hallelujah. Daniel, chapter number 1, verse number 8. Once you get there, let's all stand. Read, we'll pray, and ask God for his mighty help tonight. The Bible says, a familiar passage of scripture, the Bible says in verse number 8, but Daniel, the Bible says, purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, the Bible says, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. But verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. That word purpose means to determine. It means to commit. And I want to talk tonight briefly on this little thought. Resolution 2013. Father, I pray for your help tonight. Father, I've been convinced, especially today, that the enemy does not want us to make resolutions. But God, as we'll see in a few moments, there was a man named Daniel that made a resolution. It was a resolution that brought victory, not only in his life, but also in some young men's lives that were there with him. And I pray, God, that tonight you reveal to each of us that specific resolution that we need to make in 2013. I pray, God, that you give us guidance, give us Holy Ghost direction. I pray, Master God, that tonight we leave with more of a purpose, more of a purpose for life, Lord, this year, but also the years to come as well. And for that, God, we'll thank you. We thank you for the past, but God, we're so excited about the future and the present. God, help us tonight, and then fill me with your Holy Spirit. God, my tongue, my speech, my actions, all that I say and that I do, I pray, God, that you'll be the great orchestrator, that you'll be the great director, and for that, God, I'll shout myself, glory, hallelujah. Help us tonight, because somebody needs your help. Forgive us and cleanse us, and make us vessels met for your use. And then, God, we lift anything out. Yes, sir. Take care of that need, too. For it's in your son's name we pray, Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May be seated. Resolution 2013. Now, a lot of us have made many resolutions in the past. And because we have made those resolutions in the past, when we come to the present, we are very hesitant to make a resolution. But as I began to study a little bit, and a little study go a long way in helping you understand some stuff, I looked at that word, Billy, resolution. The word resolution means a resolve or determination. A resolve or a determination. An example is this statement, to make a firm resolution to do something. A resolution to do something. Determined to do something. Resolved to do something. And then look at the synonyms. The synonyms for the word resolution are aim, declaration, dedication, fixed purpose, relentlessness. Those are all good words. But a lot of times what we'll do, we'll take a perfectly good word and we'll mangle it up, and then we'll get to the place where we don't even want to use the word anymore. Let me give you an example. When I say the word gay, what do you first of all think? Homosexual. The word gay meant happy. It had a lot of positive meanings behind the word gay. You'll read books which said that that person was gay. Now, we read it now, we go, he was gay? But that's not what the word actually means. The same thing with resolution. we hear the word resolution, and then we begin to shy away from it, or we run from it, we sidestep it. Well, at the same time, when you go back in the Old Testament, you see a man by the name of Daniel who made a resolution. Remember, the word resolution means resolve or determination. The Bible said, I'm about to have a spell. The Bible said in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart. That word purpose means to determine, to commit in his heart, that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. He made a resolution. He made a determination. He made a commitment. So in other words, when you and I make a resolution, we are making a commitment. By the way, many of us still make the resolution. We used to call that resolution. We made a commitment to read our Bibles this year. You know, the whole Bible through, from Genesis to Revelation. Or we make other types of commitments. But whatever commitment that you and I make, we must have a power of a holy God to help us to continue and to be victorious in the commitment or resolution that we have made. Okay. By the way, hold your place here. Roll with me real quickly to Proverbs 29 and look at verse number 18. Many of you know where we're going already. But look at Proverbs 29 and look at verse number 18. Look what the Bible says here. The Bible says in verse 18 of Proverbs 29, where there is no vision, what? The people perish. That word vision means a dream, a revelation, a sight mentally. In other words, it's a mental sight that you see. What do you see for 2013? What do you envision for 2013? Because the Bible says here, this is God's word, right? Yeah. The word says, where there is no vision, the people what? Perish. A lot of us, and that word means to unloose, which basically means to fall apart. That's why a lot of folks are falling apart, because they have no vision. They don't see anything down the road. And therefore, my friends, their life is all over the place. You say, well, I can't wait to get out of high school. Okay? But once you get out of high school, what is your vision for your future? Just get out of there. Yeah, but when you get out, that's not the end. Really, that's the beginning, amen. Okay? Everything begins to change. Your mindset changes. Your habits begin to change. Right now, you have a particular type of schedule. But once you graduate from high school, that schedule now changes. But also, my friends, emotionally and mentally, you are changing as well. It's amazing when it happens. That's another message, though. Anyway. But the Bible says here, where there is no vision, the people perish. They unbind. They loosen. They're literally falling apart. But he that keepeth, that guards, protects the law. That's the instruction, the direction. The Bible says, happy is he. We all need direction. Now, I know we think we don't need direction, but we all need direction. And without any directions, my dear friends, where are you going? Where are you headed without directions? Okay, Amanda's going to Georgia on Friday. But my soul, she is getting on a plane that says Georgia bound. She ain't gonna just walk to the airport and go, any minute, my mo. I'll go on that plane right there. I just take that one. And she might wind up in Honolulu somewhere, amen. Not like that though, amen. But nonetheless, I mean, we need directions. God's word gives us directions. And my dear friends, the Spirit of God will also give us directions about 2013. Now real briefly, we'll look at this, we'll be done, and we'll go eat some food in the back. But the first thing we see is this. And let me make this statement though. All of us need to be resolute or determined to accomplish something this year with God's help. Let me say it again. All of us need to be resolute or determined to accomplish something this year with God's help. Amen? All right. Now let's see how we can accomplish that. First thing is you need a resolution. And the first thing we see is Daniel's resolution. Look back at Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says that Daniel purposed, determined, committed where? In his heart. That word heart also means, my dear friends, his feelings, his will, his intellect. So Daniel had determined in his heart, in his will, in his intellect, in his emotions, in his feelings, that he was going to do something. He had made this determination. He had made this resolution. Daniel, what's your resolution, buddy? Daniel says in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself, pollute himself, stain himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested, he asked of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The Bible says he had determined. He had made this resolution. I'm not going to eat and drink the stuff that the king is eating and that he's drinking. Why? Because whatever he was doing, the Bible says, he said he didn't want to defile himself with it. If I take of this that the king has, it is going to defile me in some way. I do not want to be defiled by what the king has to offer. And that was his resolution. That was his determination. That was his commitment. What are you and I committed to this year? Well, just, you know, Sarah, Sarah. Well, no, how the words go? Sarah, Sarah, whatever shall be, shall. Okay, Sarah. All right. Okay, Sarah. I add my own in there. You know how it works. But nonetheless, though, no, it's not whatever shall be, shall be. Listen, my dear friends, we need a goal. We need a resolution. We need a determination about where we're headed to in the future. Now, there's some things you don't have a clue about. I understand that. But listen, my friends, ask God to give me some kind of resolution, something I should be determined about this year. Some folks will decide, you know what? I'm going to be a better witness for Christ this year. So what does that mean, if you're going to be a better witness? That means you're going to make yourself available for God to use you to be a witness. That might be going some places that might not be too comfortable. That might be being a witness to someone who you might not be that comfortable being a witness to. Especially when it comes to who? Yes. Say it again. Family. But I want uncle. I want aunt. I want mama. But God might give an opportunity to witness to them, my friend. The worst thing we can do is not share the gospel, especially with someone who has the same DNA run through their veins. So he might have you doing that. But we need to be resolved or have some kind of a resolution or determination about something. And he was determined, I'm not going. Luke goes on to say, here, verse number 9. So therefore, well, first from the last part of verse 8. So he asked of the prince of the eunuchs, listen, I don't want to defile myself with the king's meat. And the Bible says, now this is a good thing. Now God had brought or given Daniel unto favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Do you know, my dear friends, that God can give you favor among those who don't even believe in God? Who don't even believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? In other words, he can give you favor on your job. Them bunch of heathens, I mean, they just always, rah, 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 rah. But God will give you favor there. And he'll give you favor to be able to witness to them as well. And the Bible says that Daniel had this favor in their sight. And then the Bible says this, when he asked them, the Bible says in verse number 10, the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, whoa, Daniel, I love you, bro, but wait a minute. I fear my Lord, the king. I'm scared of him. I don't know about this, Daniel. The Bible goes on to say, he says, I fear the king who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse likened or saddened than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me in danger my head to the king. If I don't let you eat the food that he's got, and you come up in there looking sad and weak and puny and feeble, I'm done. I don't want to be dumb because you got me in this this predicament. But notice, Daniel is resolved. Daniel is determined. He'll say, okay. No, the Bible says this. In the next part of the next verse, the Bible said in verse 11, then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, which you know those were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's before the names got changed. And the Bible says he was set over them, and then Daniel said this, verse 12, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. That word prove means test. Just test us. Just 10 days. Yeah. You know where we're going now, don't you? When you make a resolution, yeah, a determination, you're going to be tested. You don't just say, whoop, I'm going to do that, and that's it. I'm not going to do this year, I'm going to do this year, or I'm going to think, I'm going to be more faithful. You are going to be tested. Yeah. You know what, Lord? I've determined this year, I'm going to tithe like I'm supposed to. It's quiet. Oh, that one ain't mad. I'm going to tithe, rain or shade. I'm going to tithe. You're going to be tested. Here comes Friday. Sunday's coming up. You're like, oh, man, if I tithe, then it's all we got left until next Friday. Or this is coming up on Tuesday of next week. So if I tithe on Sunday, I'm not going to have what I need to have on Tuesday to take care of what needs to be done. So what I'll do is I'm going to borrow from God. I'm going to borrow, and then I'm going to pay it back next week. Now, many of you know already, you're done. That hole gets so big. I mean, you were like, Lord, you were like that guy in the Bible said, "This is too much to old God." I mean, I can't. There's no way I can pay it all back. But you're going whatever it is that you and I have made determination that we're going to do, that we are resolved to do, that we have made this this resolution to do. We are going to be proved. We're going to be tested. It's going to happen. Now watch what the Bible says. Now, of course, in his case, he said he wants to be tested. Now, you know, we don't want to fall back. Test me, Lord. Increase my faith. Well, how do you think it's going to happen? You think you'll get up in the morning and all of a sudden you have faith muscles. Boom. Look at that, boy. You have to do something to get them. Amen. So that's why some people are, I don't ask the Lord to increase my faith. I definitely ask the Lord to increase my patience. And that's why he does. Anyway, he's trying to do it anyway. Say, Lord, I ain't asking this class. He said, I'm sorry, I enrolled you. You have been enrolled in class you didn't pick. Amen. He said, you've been enrolled in the class of patience. So, Lord, can I change that elective? Is that an elective? Yeah. I mean, I was an elective. Yes, an elective. Amen. But you're going to be tested. You're going to be proved. And the Bible says, he says, prove us. Test us, man. 10 days. And let them give us pulse, which is a vegetable or something that's sown, to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances, our appearance, be looked upon before thee. And the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, hey, then you deal with us. If after 10 days, we come in there, barely moving and stuff, then hey, do what you want to. You know, and by the way, this is what they call the Daniel's, I believe it's what it's called the Daniel's fast. But you know what? Some people fast, and they be like, hey, what's wrong, man? I'm fasting. I'm barely making it. I ain't got no, wait a minute, slow down now. Fasting, when you fast, you're going to get some strength, friend. You know, I mean, and some of you who have fasted know what I'm talking about. But those who never fasted, you'd be like, I just stopped. I ain't eat no chicken this week. No. Number one, when you fast, there is a purpose too for the fasting. He has a purpose right here. He has a purpose right here. And he says, listen, you take 10 days, do this right here, come back, check us out, and hey, we ain't up to par. Do what you want to with us. Watch what the Bible says. So we see Daniel's resolution. Now we see Daniel's actual testing taking place. The Bible says, verse 14. So he consented, he listened to them in this matter, the Bible says, and proved them what? 10 days. He listened to them. Okay, 10 days you got. In verse 15, the Bible says, at the end of 10 days, their countenances, see, it was him and the three Hebrew boys. See? Their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. In other words, they were healthy. Now, all them eating filet mignon and all that kind of stuff, and all they eating is vegetables and, you know, and water. You know, you're like, I mean, y'all think vegetables and water, y'all be like, ooh, no. That's it. But the Bible says they were fatter and fairer. Luke goes on to say, the Bible says in verse 16, then Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. And the Bible says in verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding and all visions and dreams. So we have moved from Daniel's resolution, Daniel's testing, and now we see Daniel's reward. And that's what you want when you make a resolution, right? A reward at the end. But before the reward, there's going to be a testing. And before the testing, there needs to be a resolution. But now they're going to see the reward. The Bible says, all of a sudden, they've got wisdom. They're blowing everybody out the water. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says right here, back in verse 17, he says here, he gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. And on top of that, Daniel, he had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. They were employed by him. They dwelled with the king. Why? Because their resolution, that was they were resolved to do, they did, my dear friends, and God rewarded them. The Bible says in verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. That word here, magicians, means horoscopists. Astrologer is those who are conjurers that practice enchantment. Some people like to go to these places, get answers. No, some people went. They've been there today. Let me go see what my force is going to be for 2013. Won't you read my palm? You know, let me buy some of them cards. You know, see, you know which one is which. You know, he's going to tell you something great. Listen, if they say you know you're done next week, you're out of here. It's amazing how it is the horoscopes, you know. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Leo. Let me see what I got. What it said for me today. Then you start looking for that today. I mean, even it could be something way out. You say, "Ooh, that must be it." You be turning, twisting it to line up with what it said in your horoscope. But just that name should scare people half to death. Right. Horror.
Right, right.
Amen. Horoscope. I don't know a horoscope, amen. I want some hallelujah scope, amen. Listen, my dear friends, get in the word of God, amen. See what God has to say about this situation. The Bible says here that Nebuchadnezzar went to these boys and he didn't find anybody like them. They were 10 times larger, smarter than all the others. Then verse 21 says this, and Daniel continued even as the first year of King Cyrus. What are you saying, preacher? What you see here is three basic things. A resolution, a testing, and a reward. When you make that resolution, and let God give you that resolution, by the way. When you make that resolution, you're going to be tested. But then as you come to that test, my dear friends, you will be rewarded. I got one question and two statements. First question is simply this. What do you need to be resolute about this year? What do you need to be resolute about this year? What is it? My statement is this. You will be tested. But before you make the resolution, won't you just pray and say, God, won't you reveal to me some area of my life that I need to be more determined in? An area of my life that I need to be more resolved in. An area of my life where I need to be more committed. Lord, reveal that to me. And then, God, I'm going to rely and depend upon your strength, just like Daniel and them. Because the Bible says God gave them wisdom. God gave them understanding. And Lord, God gave them the victory to be able, my friends, to be resolved in what they commit to do. So what is it? I wonder what is that? You know what? It would not amaze me nor surprise me if right now in some of y'all minds there's something that's flashing in your head that you need to be more resolved at, more committed about, more determined about. So that's my question. My second one is you will be tested. But then the last one is this simple statement. This is the great one. You will be rewarded. There's a reward for those who are resolute. There's a reward for those who are determined. I'm like what Paul said, we got time to check out. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. He said in another part of the verse a little earlier, my departure is at hand. Look that word up. About setting sail. Just take. I mean, it ain't like, woo, I'm out. No, man. It's different for the one who's the child of the king. What are you saying, preacher? Resolution 2013. Don't let the enemy cause you and I not to make a resolution, a determination, a commitment to something this year. That's why we don't have a lot of marriages this year. Not this year, but in general, because people don't want to make commitments. That's what we struggle at a lot in our country. Commitment, commitment, commitment. Nobody wants to make commitments. But God wants us to be committed. And he'll help us to keep our commitment. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings this evening. I've done my best to share the thoughts, the message that you lay upon my heart to give to these precious souls that have gathered here, Father, on this first day of 2013. And I know, God, as I was saying earlier, Father, that I believe the enemy doesn't want us to make resolutions or determinations or commitments. But, Father, I know that you do. Your word bears that out throughout the Bible. I just use that verse. But I pray, God, that you help each of us tonight, Lord, to be committed to something this year. My soul, something. God, reveal to us what that something should be. And, God, then help us to rely upon your strength, your power, to be able to do that, Father. And when we are tested, when we are tried, Father, I pray, God, we lean that much more heavier upon you. And for that, God, we'll thank you. Perhaps, God, there's some folks we'll talk to for a few moments about matters that perhaps I didn't even mention tonight. But yet, God, you've been speaking to them about other things, even earlier today. But I pray, God, they come talk to you about these situations, these issues. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. Perhaps, God, there's someone here today, God, that, well, they're not sure about that salvation, Father. They want to get that thing settled right now, the first day of the year. I pray, God, they will come talk to you about these matters. Then, God, perhaps there's folks need to come for other reasons that I did not even mention at all. But they know they need to come. Maybe some of them want to come and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me last year. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me into another new year with new opportunities. It's a clean slate. It's not taking place yet. It's just starting today. Father, I pray they come. Whatever the needs are, help us respond. Of course, in your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen.